For today's Dells discussion, I'm talking to Will Parrish and Johnny Morley. Now, they're representing Young Minds. You're from NCS, aren't you? Tell me a little bit about what NCS is.
So, NCS is a summer initiative by the government that helps young people with employment skills and things like that, so that they're prepared for when they go out into the world of employment. We've been on it 2 weeks now, and we're starting our social action project. The first week we were camping and doing things outdoor, team building. Last week we were doing kind of workshops and things at the university. Charities were coming in to help us out and tell us things about the charities that they represent. So it gave us an idea about what we can do for our social action project. We've chose Young Minds for it because we're young people and we feel like it's not recognised enough.
So how have you got involved in this then? Is it just something that you've done through school or college?
Well, we had a representative come into our last school to talk to us about it, and he told us what they do, how it helps young people, and most of our friend group at school just thought it was a really good initiative, and kind of we all wanted to get involved and get into it. Yeah.
Now, Johnny, you're involved in some of the fundraising, aren't you? What exactly have you got planned in the next few weeks?
So at the moment we're just trying to raise money for the charity. Like yesterday we went to Matlock Market and we raised over £250 in one day just from selling cakes and biscuits, things like that. And at the moment we're just going to keep going, maybe go back next week, which is the aim, and just go around, try to do what best we can.
So what area are you focusing this on?
So we're aiming more around Derbyshire Dales, things like Matlock, Derby. We're going to be hopefully in Derby soon, just to raise the profile of this charity in our near area, and then hopefully if people realise it, they can go further afield.
Is it particularly about young people with mental health issues?
Yeah. There's not many charities in England itself that actually helps young people with mental health problems.
And do you feel that this is an issue yourselves?
Yeah. We've realised that we've found statistics and things like that that are not very good for what we believe should be a better country, almost.
Yeah, the mental health issue for young people, I mean, nowadays, because life is so fast, there's social media, you know, there's a lot of stresses involved for young people nowadays. It's not as simple as it used to be.
People don't realise how hard it is for young people, and the mental health problems and the bullying and abuse and all that all comes under what Young Minds are trying to deal with.
Yeah, and I think with social media as well, people think that everybody's having a great time, that everybody's, because you only ever post stuff that's fun, happy stuff, and everybody thinks that that is real life, and it isn't real life. And I think that that is something that does cause issues and can make people feel inferior in some way.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a false sense of security. So lots of people just post what they think is good, but behind their laptops, their mobile phones, their apps or whatever, they are in serious need of help, but they don't want to say anything about it.
So Young Minds is a charity that they can go to get help as well?
Yeah, it's set up and they have a hotline. It's not just for the children. If parents believe that their child has mental health, then they have a hotline just for parents.
So Will, tell me a little bit about what Young Minds can offer.
Well, they offer help, support, advice to parents. They can help the young people themselves get advice, and they offer kind of a safe haven to young people that feel like they're pressured, things are going on in their lives that are causing them like distress, and they give them like a place where they can just go and sit down, get advice, get support. And it's also quite good for parents as well, because some parents don't necessarily know how to deal with it. So if a parent feels like the child is in danger of doing something that they might regret or something like that, it offers them support and help.
So if people want to get in touch, what do they need to do?
So we have a Facebook page, Young Minds 1DD, which supports the charity on behalf of our group. You can go onto Young Minds website themselves, which is just www.youngminds.co.uk. And we've also a Just Giving page is also being set up today, where you can donate and give money to the cause. Yeah.
Okay, great. So if you see these young men raising money, then go and buy some cakes and offer some pennies for this good cause. Thank you very much for joining me.
Brilliant. Thank you.